Amen. Call Erica.
Amen.
What's up, Ocean City? What's up, Baltimore? Welcome, Atlanta. First and foremost, I have to thank God for allowing me to be here, understanding that it's only through His grace and His mercy that I'm alive, let alone clean, like that I'm alive. When I open my mouth, I must share that I am grateful. I am honored to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I am grateful and honored to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And if you don't know me, you don't understand that it's been a long journey to be honored to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I don't know where you come from, but where I came from, like I couldn't understand how the fuck y'all were so proud to be dope fiends. Like why y'all kept hugging each other in public? Wearing t-shirts and shit. Like I was only going to be a dope fiend here. I was seeking social acceptability. My only goal in life was to reach perfection. Fuck that y'all told me it didn't exist. Y'all hadn't met me yet. And y'all said things like it was no such thing as a model recovering addict. I hadn't got here. So I was on this quest to be better, do better, sound better, dress better, taste better, smell better. Just get more. More what? More of everything. Get bigger. Bigger what? Bigger everything. I need more of everything. I'm an addict that ain't satisfied with not being satisfied. I'm on a quest for satisfaction, and I don't know what the fuck I like. So I'm honored today, because what happens when your mouth say one thing and your behaviors don't lie, I can stand in front of a whole bunch of microphones in a whole lot of places and say I ain't never going to use again. Oh, and there's a whole bunch of CDs out there with me saying I ain't never going to use again. That's what my mouth say. Like my mouth say shit, and I got this disease that allows my pen to say shit. Because those of you that are under the misconception that the people that relapse are the people that don't do no motherfucking work, keep coming back. Relapse with a working knowledge of the 12 steps. Relapse falls on a whole bunch of people. Relapse carrying the fucking message. Relapse practicing these principles in all my affairs. Relapse with a reservation. What my mouth say.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I know how to sound good. I know how to look good. I know how to act like I feel good. Get a whole bunch of stuff. Get a big car. Get a bigger car, bitch. Get up there. They make a bigger business than that. Get another one. Make sure your pocketbook match your shoes. Don't wear that again. They saw you in that already. What my mouth say? So I have the ability to write what the fuck I want to write. I don't know what kind of disease you got. I have the ability to say what I want to say. I don't know what kind of disease you got. I know how to keep secrets in this motherfucker. Even y'all tell me secrets, kill, but y'all ain't met me yet. I'm different. Yeah, this is the shit you say to yourself. I'm here to tell you that I gotta share this shit out loud. I'm special. all that. I think I'm all that. What my mouth say? What my behavior say? A motherfucker that thinks she all that don't show up in no God's anonymous meetings. So the shit I could be doing. Motherfucker that think they all that got real trips to take the fucking convention. Surely there's somewhere else I could be. Saturday and I don't get high. Surely there's something else I could be doing. So I got here, May 26, 1996, and I look like JJ from Good Times. Homeless. Hopeless. Broken. Damaged goods. Homeless. Hopeless. Broken. Damaged. Taking a break. I just need to gain a couple of pounds. What? I just need to look better. Cause when I look better, I do better. When I look better, I can get that kind of dude, you know. When you look like JJ from Good Time, you can't do better, bitch. So I just need my cheeks to fill out. I need my boobs to perk up. I need a couple of pounds of my hind parts. Get some stuff, some shiny stuff, big shiny stuff. Because when you dress it up, people don't ask you how you feel. They say, you look nice. They say, where you get that from? They say, I like that. Or on a rare occasion that someone would ask my dressed up ass how you feel, I say, must and how you feel. Incapable of saying how I feel because I believe the shit I say when y'all not around. Like the more dressed up I am, the more fucked up I am. Oh, it's been a long journey to show up with motherfucking rain boots on when it ain't raining. And this took a lot of work to not comb my motherfucking hair. I put on makeup today because my husband was looking crazy. He's like, you ain't gonna do nothing. Hey, where you going dressed like that? Where the fuck I want? Because for the first time in my life, whoa! What my mouth say? Man, this topic is only about me being who the fuck I say I am. That might not mean nothing to nobody in this room. Unless you was a fake, phony, lying, stealing, manipulating, clean. All my life. Look, you understand, all my life, I've been pretending to be somebody else. All my life, I laughed at jokes that wasn't funny, hung out with motherfuckers I didn't like, woke up next to woke up next to people that I wouldn't give the time of day. If I knew what self-esteem looked like. I've done some things that I wouldn't have thought about doing if I knew what self-worth looked like. I've done some things that I wouldn't
recovery. I get here and I mimic recovery. I get here and I quote recovery. I get here and I highlight recovery in a book. I get here and I share recovery. I get here and I act like recovery. And you can have a working knowledge of every step. But as long as you're understanding and application that it works, what my mouth say. So I got time. I got time of using and coming back. I got 5 years and I used and I got back. I got 10 years and I used and I got back. And in that round of devices, I threw the same prayer. Through the same position. Balled up on a hardwood floor. Muttered the same words like, God, please help me. And I got tired again. And I get tired of my mouth saying shit that my behaviors don't demonstrate. Then I get tired of my behaviors doing. What the fuck my mouth not saying? And I don't want to be the person that walks the walk and talks the talk. I want to say that I feel good. I want to say that I feel good and mean it. I want to say that I feel good when I'm looking in the mirror when you ain't there. I want to say I feel good when the pillow telling me I ain't shit. I ain't gonna be shit. I ain't never been shit. And I show up and you say dumb shit like she thinks she all that. She thinks she ain't shit. What my mouth say? So I'm tired. It's time to one of them. Some of my kids are be right back. What my mouth say? My mouth told my hungry children. I'm gonna get y'all something to eat. Be right back. But my behaviors don't lie. My mouth said I'm gonna get one. But my behaviors don't lie. My mouth said I ain't gonna use today. But my behaviors don't lie. And that shit changed. I ain't gonna use tomorrow. So I ain't used today. And for the first time in my life, I am who I say I am. And it's the most courageous thing I've ever done in my life. Is tell myself the truth. Stop fucking pretending. Stop acting as if. If you don't feel good, Erica, say the fuck you don't feel good. And understand that you're going to die from that fucking feeling. And you just don't make it go away. What my mouth say. Man, I don't know a lot of you, right? 10 years clean, just rolled out. We do. Wake up in the morning, decide I'm gonna be a bum. Yeah, just woke up, 10 years clean, fuck this shit. I'd much rather stand outside the liquor store, ask motherfucker for loose change all motherfucking day. I don't know how you get high. Wake the fuck up, fuck it. I ain't taking another bath. This disease is vicious. Told my cute ass, don't get in that water. I want a whole tub of hot water, because I'm going to get in when it cool off. I'm a D1 and I'm gonna get in the bathtub when it cool off. Water's ice cold. Let it all out. Fill it back up with all hot water. D1, cause I'm gonna get in when it cool off. D2, water's freezing. Let it all out. Fill it back up. All hot water. I'm gonna get in when it cool off. I've been believing me for a long time. So I roll out with 10 years clean, cause y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I'ma drink. A lot. And I'ma keep praying. And my prayers sound like this: God, thank you for so much, everything that you've given me. Thanks for everything. Thanks for waking me up. Please don't let me smoke no crack. Amen. What my mouth say? I meant that shit. Just like, God, please don't let them burn me. God, you know it's my last $7.50. Let them give me a big dime. Amen. I got a personal relationship with God. Y'all need some help? I'll talk to mine for you. Come on, always with God. Please don't let me smoke no crap. I ain't smoking no crack. Somehow I still ended up hopeless. Broken. Damaged. World shrunk. Making a whole bunch of money. I had a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, I had so much stuff. It was stuff everywhere. It was stuff in the bank. It was stuff parked out front. It was stuff in the closet. There was so much stuff in my gut. It was so much stuff in my soul. It was so much stuff in my head. And there was nothing I could pull out the closet to make it go away. Like, I couldn't drive nowhere. Like, I couldn't change my shoes enough. Or like, I couldn't withdraw on the deposit and withdraw on the deposit enough. I couldn't go enough places. I couldn't do enough things to make it go away. Because it has always been me. It has always had my voice. It always has great ideas. It never leaves me. It's always awake. It's always with me. It's always there. It won't go away. Like I try to drink it away. And I try to shop it away. I try to law and order it away. I try to put the covers over my head in a way. I try to stay on the sofa in a way. I try to eat in a way. I try to say a song in a way. I try to gangsta rap in a way. It won't fucking go away because it is me. So I gotta get to a place where will my mouth stay? My behaviors match, man. I gotta get to a place where what I do, match will come out of my mouth. And I just wanted to go away. And then I started fucking with one of y'all, right? I'm drunk. Clearly he was drunk too. I'm drunk and cute. And we started going out. We were doing something. We was fucking. No, we wasn't fucking. We was doing something. And it felt good. And it felt different.
And he came to me one day and he said, your drinking is affecting my recovery. I don't know why the fuck y'all told him to say that. He ain't coming there by himself. He just sharing some fucking way. One of y'all nosy, hating ass motherfuckers. He said, my drinking was affecting his recovery. That sounded like he was gonna stop fucking with me. I was like, wait, hey, I'm gonna stop drinking. Shit. It was real easy. So let that fell out of my mouth without my permission. And I'm not somebody to blame shit on God, right? I don't blame shit. Or look, I know my voice. Voice changed. And I know the only way I know how to stop using, because I can dress up by saying drinking all I want, but my truth is I use. And the only way I know how to stop using is to fuck with y'all. And so I came back. To God's grace and His mercy, please don't smoke. Let me smoke a crack, right? And I don't for one second believe that I did something slick. I know in my heart and my soul of souls that God said, "Let me go get this food before she killed herself." So I'm back, and my address changed. Y'all know how I moved to his house. You try to break it when you watch, this shit ain't never gonna happen again, but you're gonna have to evict me. Y'all know what happens when y'all do it to an NA girl three times? We go together. And you do a real girl, we get married. So I got married. I keep fucking with y'all. I show up regularly. Like my job changed. Like I gotta fuck with y'all all day, every day. Like I gotta see y'all all day, every day, because my quest for social acceptability, God said, like, well, we ain't gonna do that no more. Like we wanna keep you grounded, keep you planted, keep you here. We wanna give you a foundation that won't fucking break. So I'm with y'all all day, every day. When I feel like I don't want to feel good, and I make shit up. Right? I sabotage my own day. And if you keep fucking with me, I'll sabotage your shit too. I am dangerous when I entertain it. Yeah. And the quality of my life has changed. So I am who I say I am. And what comes out of my mouth is shown in my behaviors. It's shown in the way we live. So I ain't around sharing a whole bunch of shit about shiny cars and new rims and shit. Fuck that. Look, I tried it. You wanted to try it too. Go get all that shit. Come back and we can powwow about how the fuck it don't work. You can go buy all my handbags, red bottom shoes, all that bullshit. Come holler at me after the meeting. It don't work. But we gotta do that. Because we don't believe shit. I ain't believe shit. So my experience has shown me that the quality of my life has changed because my priorities have changed. What is important to me today, I ain't give a fuck about a couple of Sundays ago. You know, what's important to me is the quality of the lives of my children. Like when I say I'll be right back, I come the fuck back. And today I had the opportunity, I had told my son I'd be right back. He was in the back seat. He's at his first Narcotics Anonymous convention. What? Yeah. We doing shit like we have to save $12,000 in 30 days. I'm going to let that sit right there. Go buy some dumb shit. Keep a credit score too. They run your credit to give you a job now. I'm going to share something. My credit score is 781. That don't mean nothing to nobody with a credit score of 2. The people that say clean time don't matter. All people that say clean time don't matter are the people that don't have none. It's about legacy. Like we shared for a very long time that God didn't clean us up for ourselves. We are grandkids.
sweet. I told him this convention was his birthday present. $12,000. We buying a house. You can't drive no Mercedes. Look. I tried. What's my C230 to an S600? Ain't shit changed. So it is my responsibility to the newest member. My prayer was only God allowed me to carry a clear, precise message of recovery. That your message will help everyone in the room. God, if it's not your will to help everyone in the room, I ask that you help one person in the room. God!